Oh, hi. I'm sorry if this is making you uncomfortable, the way I frown through a gaping smile. I'm troubled. Honestly, I am. Because it's been an awful long while since you've crossed my windowsill, you know, flaunting that precious grin. Oh, I can't stand it. It breaks my heart. I don't even know your name, and I've only caught you through the second-hand glance. But, you know, I'm going to change that today. I'll get your favourite flavoured milkshake. I'll ask you what happened to chase away that smile off your face. So, you know, who did it? What's her name? What is her name? What was she like? What does she do? Where does she live? Where does she come from? Where does she walk her dog? What kind of eggs does she like in the morning? The more you recall, it just seems to get worse and worse. That bitch. Ugh. Well, what do you like? What do you want? Where do you want to go? Do you want to go now? Do you want to go with me? If you want to go with me, I'll sweep the sadness away. I'll jot down all the little things that make you happy. All while I try and mislead you into thinking I'm funny. I'll pull the loose threads from your favourite jacket before pulling the firm threads from your sideburns. Just to antagonise you enough to, you know, instigate a play fight. So I get my hands on that fluffy mop. And maybe you'll let me inspect you. Like, you know, up and down. Your eyes, your cheeks, your lips, your ears, your breathing rate, your reaction time, your blood pressure. God, I love them all! They're in my head. Every day. So please don't feel like you should hide yourself from the public eye. What on earth did we do to deserve that? You're the best part of my daily routine. So please, don't you dare leave her home.